All right, welcome back everyone to the deep dive. Security is always a hot topic, but I think today we're going even deeper, right?
Definitely deeper. I mean, everyone's moving to the cloud, and that's great. But you can't just assume security will magically take care of itself. You know what I mean? Especially when we're talking hybrid and multi-cloud, it's a whole different ballgame.
Absolutely. And thankfully, we've got some great resources here to unpack all this, to really guide us. We're talking real strategies, but also, what are the potential pitfalls, right? Because we want to make sure your data and applications are secure no matter how complex your cloud setup gets.
Yeah, for sure. And that complexity is really the key, right? Because the more you spread out, the more potential points of failure, potential vulnerabilities you introduce. It's like having a bigger house with more doors and windows to lock. You need to up your security game.
Exactly. And speaking of complexity, let's start by making sure we're all on the same page about what we even mean by hybrid and multi-cloud. I mean, these terms get thrown around a lot, but do we really understand the nuances? And that's where our good friend, the Multi-Cloud and Hybrid Cloud Guide, comes in. I think figure one in there really lays it out visually.
Yeah, that's a great starting point because when you think about security, how you approach a hybrid cloud versus a multi-cloud is going to be very different. With hybrid, you're integrating your own private infrastructure, like your data centers, with one or more public clouds. So it's like blending your existing security controls with what the cloud provider offers.
Right. So you might have your super sensitive data, like financial records or medical records, that you need to keep under your direct control for regulatory reasons. That stays on premises. But then maybe you're also using the public cloud for things like data analytics or customer relationship management, where scalability and cost effectiveness are key. It's about choosing the right tool for the job, but always with security in mind.
Absolutely. And then you've got multi-cloud, which is, like you said, purely cloud to cloud, no on-premises infrastructure involved. And the guide breaks it down even further into two main types, right? Composite multi-cloud and redundant multi-cloud.
Yeah, figure two really makes that clear. So, with composite multi-cloud, you're kind of strategically picking and choosing services from different providers. Maybe one provider excels at AI and machine learning, while another has the best data storage solution for your needs. It's about optimizing for performance and cost by leveraging the strengths of each provider.
Right, it's like building your dream team of cloud services. But then you've got redundant multi-cloud, where you're essentially running the same application across multiple cloud environments.
So if one cloud provider goes down, you've got a backup, right? Your application stays up and running.
It's all about high availability and resilience. And that's super important from a security perspective, too. Because if one cloud provider suffers a security breach, your data and applications in another cloud are still protected. But the guide also mentions that achieving perfect replication across different cloud platforms can be tricky. They've all got their quirks.
Yeah, it's not as simple as just copy and paste. You've got to really understand how each provider's services and security models work. Okay, so we've laid the groundwork. We know what hybrid and multi-cloud are. Now let's get to the meat of it. What does all this mean for security? And I think the SWOT analysis in the Multi-Cloud and Hybrid Cloud Guide really hits the nail on the head.
Yeah, the SWOT analysis lays out the good and the bad. So multi-cloud gives you flexibility, right? You're not tied to one vendor. You can shop around for the best deals and the best services. And that can actually be a security advantage too, because it reduces your reliance on a single point of failure.
Right. It's like diversifying your portfolio, but for your cloud infrastructure. But then, of course, there are the challenges.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest, I think, is just the sheer complexity of managing security across all these different environments.
Yeah, that complexity, like we were talking about earlier, creates more potential points of entry for attackers. It's like having more surface area to defend. And it also makes it harder to get a clear view of your overall security posture.
And our other resource here, the multi-cloud monitoring -initiative.pdf, really dives into that. It talks about how, in a multi-cloud setup, you might have different security tools, different logging formats, different ways of enforcing policies across each provider. It can be a real headache trying to make sense of it all.
Absolutely. It's like trying to solve a jigsaw puzzle where the pieces are constantly changing shape. And that can really slow down your response to security incidents. The Multi-Cloud Monitoring Initiative.pdf talks about how this complexity can increase your mean time to resolution, or MTTR.
Right, so it takes longer to detect, diagnose, and fix problems. And in the world of cybersecurity, time is everything. The longer a breach goes undetected, the more damage it can do.
Absolutely. And that's why the Multi-Cloud and Hybrid Cloud Guide really stresses the importance of centralizing certain security services, at least as much as you can. like identity and access management, for example, or key management.
Yeah, those are things you really want to have a single point of control for, no matter how many clouds you're using. Because if you've got different identity systems for each cloud, managing user access and enforcing policies becomes a nightmare. And it's a security risk, too.
Totally. And the nuance here is that simply federating identity isn't enough for you. You need a way to enforce policies consistently across cloud environments.
Right, because each cloud might have its own way of doing things, its own set of permissions and roles. You need a way to translate those policies into a common language, so to speak, so you can enforce them consistently across the board. Okay, so we've talked a lot about multi-cloud. Let's shift gears a bit and talk specifically about hybrid cloud. You know, what are the unique security considerations there?
Well, with hybrid cloud, as we discussed, you've got that option to keep certain workloads on premises. So for businesses that are dealing with highly sensitive data or that have strict regulatory requirements, that can be a real advantage from a security perspective.
Right, because you've got direct control over the physical security of your data center. You can implement your own security controls, and you don't have to rely on a third-party provider. But the guide also makes a good point, which is that achieving equivalent or even greater security in the cloud is totally possible these days, especially as cloud providers are stepping up their security game.
Yeah, they're investing heavily in security. They're implementing really robust frameworks like FISMA High. So it's not like on-premises is automatically more secure than the cloud. It's about choosing the right environment for the right workload based on your specific security needs.
Exactly. And sometimes the best solution might be a mix of both. Maybe you keep your most sensitive data on-premises, but you use the cloud for other things. It's about finding the right balance. Okay, so we've talked about the challenges. Now let's talk about solutions. What are some practical things organizations can do to enhance security across these hybrid and multi-cloud deployments?
Well, one thing the implementation best practices section of the multi-cloud and hybrid cloud recommends is using cloud management platforms, or CMPs.
Yeah, those are like a single pane of glass for managing your entire cloud infrastructure.
Exactly. And from a security perspective, they can really streamline things. Like, you could use a CMP to manage encryption policies across all your clouds, to manage role-based access control, to handle user authentication in a consistent way.
So instead of having to log into each cloud provider's console and configure everything separately, you can do it all from one central location. It's way more efficient, and it reduces the risk of human error.
Absolutely. And then there's the whole concept of zero trust, which is really gaining traction these days. The guide talks about solutions like Cloudflare, which are built on this principle.
Yeah. Zero trust is all about like never trust, always verify, right? So it doesn't matter if a user is inside your network or outside, every access request is scrutinized. And that's especially important in a multi-cloud environment where you've got data and applications spread all over the place.
Exactly. You can't just assume that because a device is connected to your network, it's trustworthy. You need to verify every single access attempt. And then, of course, there's backup and disaster recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that often gets overlooked, but it's absolutely critical for security.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just about recovering from natural disasters or hardware failures. It's also about recovering from security incidents like ransomware attacks or data breaches.
Right. If your data gets encrypted by ransomware, you need to be able to restore it from a clean backup. And if your data gets stolen, you need to be able to recover quickly and minimize the damage.
And the Hybrid Cloud Backup for Dummies book really emphasizes this, right? They talk about the difference between data resilience and data backup.
Yeah, they make a good point. Resilience is about preventing data loss and ensuring high availability. But backup is about making sure you can actually recover your data if something bad happens.
Mm.
And they really advocate for having a centralized backup solution that covers your entire hybrid or multi-cloud environment.
And for me, the thing that really stuck out was this idea of being provider neutral with your backups. So you're not tied to the backup services of any one cloud provider.
Right, because if something happens to that provider, you don't want your backups to be affected too. It's about spreading the risk. And the book also talks about the importance of being able to restore your data to different locations. So if your primary data center gets hit with a cyber attack, you can restore your data to a different cloud provider or even back to your on-premises infrastructure.
Yeah, that flexibility is key. Now, I want to touch on another area that's becoming increasingly important, and that's the security of data used in AI systems. I mean, AI is everywhere these days, and it's often processing very sensitive data.
Absolutely. And this is where a lot of the same security principles we've been talking about come into play. You need to make sure that data is encrypted, both in transit and at rest. You need to control who has access to it. And you need to have audit trails so you can see who did what and when.
Right. And our practical guide to understanding data for scalable AI success talks about techniques like data masking, which can be really helpful for protecting sensitive information while still allowing AI models to learn from it.
Yeah, it's about anonymizing the data so it can't be traced back to individuals, but still retaining its value for AI training. And they also stress the importance of robust access control and auditing for AI data. You need to know who has access to what, and you need to be able to track any changes that are made.
It's all about accountability and transparency. Okay, so we've talked a lot about technology, but we can't forget about the human element here. I mean, at the end of the day, it's people who are responsible for implementing and managing security.
Absolutely. And the Ultimate Guide to Cloud Cost Optimizations actually touches on this, even though it's primarily focused on cost. They point out that you need skilled people to effectively manage a cloud environment, and that includes security.
Right. And finding those skilled people can be a challenge. The cloud is evolving so rapidly, and the security threats are constantly changing. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it's a constant learning curve. And that's why the Multi-Cloud and Hybrid Cloud Guide emphasizes the importance of training and upskilling your IT workforce. They even talk about a two-pronged approach, you know, engaging external experts to address immediate needs, but also investing in long-term training programs for your own employees.
Right. So you're bringing in the specialists to plug the gaps, but you're also building a sustainable internal team that can keep pace with the evolving security landscape. Okay, it's covered a lot of ground here. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think the key takeaway for me is that security in hybrid and multi-cloud environments is not a set it and forget it thing. It's an ongoing process. You need to constantly be assessing your security posture, adapting to new threats, and refining your defenses.
Absolutely. And you need to have the right tools and the right people in place to do it effectively. And for those of you listening, I want to leave you with this challenge. Think about what you can do to be more proactive about security in your own cloud deployments. You know, maybe it's implementing a threat intelligence platform. Maybe it's doing more regular security assessments. Whatever it is, don't wait for something bad to happen before you take action. Be proactive, be vigilant, and stay ahead of the curve. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.